A cold stone dropped in his gut as he switched his gaze to the group spread out around him, all grimacing and squinting against the dust, all with one or two pistols leveled on him.
Hold your fire! Hold your goddamn fire!
Moon sat on his butt in the dirt about 10 feet from Prophet. His hat was off, his thin hair mussed about. Dust hung in the ragged tuft of his spade beard. His men held their positions, crouching, resembling a pack of wolves about to pounce.
Well, shit.
Prophet turned a quick glance to see Mortimer walking toward him and extending a pistol straight out from his shoulder, while the Rio Bravo kid ran toward Prophet, grimacing, a hog leg in each red fist.
Ease up, kid. I don't want him dead. Not yet, anyways. First, we're gonna show him just how unwelcome he made himself here at Moon's Well.
Prophet, who had also lost his hat, stared grimly through the wafting dust at the gang surrounding him. He saw Ruth Rose standing in the street fronting her hotel, staring toward Prophet in shock and dread, holding both hands to her face. He glanced over at the girl who sat as before on the gallery steps of Moon's hotel. She looked sad. Moon walked up to within a few feet of Prophet, trying to look cocky, but his movements betrayed the hesitation of a man walking up to the edge of a snake pit. Moon, dusty, bedraggled, and now sporting his bullet-torn hat, dipped his fingers into his pockets.
If we had some tar and some feathers, you know what you'd get. Since we don't, boys, I want you to beat the shit out of this son of a bitch. But stop just this side of killing him. Strip him naked, tie him over his horse, and send him out into the desert to die slow.
The little man sauntered over to join the girl on the gallery steps. Prophet shrugged off the searing pain in the side of his head and craned his neck to get a look at the two lawmen. They appeared to be content to watch from a distance, Mortimer filling his pipe while the Rio Bravo kid stood grinning eagerly, maliciously, hands on both his holstered pistols.
Should've left while you could, Lou. Reckon the trail ends here. Too bad we're so far off the beaten track. Many a man with paper on his head would love to see this.
Get to him good, boys. Make him feel it now, here.
Lou, behind you.
Oh. An axe handle slammed into the back of Prophet's head, and all went black.